billed as a poetry memoir, Ellen Stone's What is in the Blood contemplates many themes: gender, caregiving, the natural world. Yet at its center, as Stone explained during her visit to Literati in March, is one incredibly moving relationship.
What is in the Blood is the story of my life growing up with my mother, who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder when I was 10. I did not talk about what our family went through then, and I did not write about it until I had my own children. I dedicate this reading to my mother, who is one of the strongest, most flexible, and resilient people I know. I also dedicate it to my father and my siblings. I could not have grown up, flourished, and left home without them. By the way, I love my parents, but I was really worried about their reaction to poems that told about our family's survival and what happened to us. My father called me this morning and to tell me he was reading the book, and he was very proud of me. I asked my mother what she thought, and I said, "Mom, these poems are going to be really, really hard." And she said, "Things could have been so much worse." She believes she was lucky, and she is. My mother is 88. She lives in Ann Arbor with excellent medical care from the University of Michigan. It is past time for everyone to understand the toll that mental health takes on families, but also that there is hope. In that spirit, here is my book. This is called My Mother's Mind. She doesn't remember how she lost it. We were young and needed her. Remembering the regular things, plates coming on and off the table, venison in the frying pan, glasses of milk poured from the dented pail, greasy stove, cluttered counter, whole days, weeks dissolved, her mind a dark cave, plummeted below the tufted quilt, dusty gray floorboards, deep into dirt cellar, the coal bin, glossy lumps chinking and clanking, old red furnace singing a burning song. Sometimes we wandered there, lit shards of kindling like small torches, held them, watching wood turn into space, tiny flickered chambers, opening small rooms in the dark. The psychiatrist talks to the family, 1968. He handed us a tin of cherry candies, all dusted white and sour as the spring. We sat like little starlings on a fence rail and popped them in our mouths while gathering the words he floated through the dust motes that disappeared like small balloons into the air. We squirmed and yawned like drowsy barn cats while the doctor murmured, smoothed his hair. Though we were silent, shut, our small bodies sprang jagged cracks where all the sweet leaked out. Our mom would not be coming home with us. We were young in a world of holes and doubt. Whatever else occurred, I don't remember, just the tin of cherry sweets he offered us, unlike the cherry tree we'd all returned to, eaten by the birds and smattered with rust. Easter Sunday dresses. Hemmed on the couch before church, ragged seams, bodice spread tightly into curve, calico blooming on the ironing board. Manure spread over muddy cornfields, hyacinths jutting from near the woodshed garden. When we were young, Dad said the rabbit lived there. Red-winged blackbirds call from the back ravine. The bell will ring soon, pealing over the hill. All those people who say they are Christians. watch us walk in? Will they wonder where she is? Our mother, home in bed, still wintering. We sit in Granny's pew, flowers spread over our laps. What mysteries you show us, Jesus. Disappearing acts, such odd forgiveness. While here, we are tucked in a quiet cloth bouquet, no miracles in sight. Family matter. One, the blizzard comes, silent, crowded, like church when everyone stands up, or the graveyard if I imagine all the bones under the ground. It sweeps over the hill when the wind stirs, a solemn march, blocking out the sky. Those words, persistent, relentless, undaunted, hang in the air while it covers, fills in all the edges, the gap from gully to field edge. My father loves snow, but he doesn't believe in transformation. When it is over, we build houses in the ditches on the side of the road, snow crests as deep as tall peaks of waves off the deep Atlantic. Dad keeps quiet. You can tell it matters to him, though, us inviting him to these nests we've created out of nothing but accumulated crystals, bits of air and water, really. Two. My mother believes her lies. They sink into me like a flat stone, something I cannot swallow. Truth is fear landing where it can, deep inside. I know the consequences, can see the outcome. One summer, she told me she was pregnant. Mom was in her late 50s, living in East Boston, not that far from Santarpio's Pizza and Logan Airport. Streets of triple-deckers crowded together, squeezing out trees, nothing growing. Mom said the father was a Boston Red Sox player. The funny thing is, in all those years of visiting her in Winthrop, then in East Boston, we'd never gone to Fenway. First, I know she's going crazy again. But second, I wonder if she just wants to go to a ball game. The second part of my book is about really taking care of my mother, and I leave out raising three amazing daughters because it would have been a very long book. So that's the next book. But there are some hints of those times. This is called My Life as a Lawn Sprinkler. I believe in haircuts, the do-over, transformation of surfaces, receptacle of arms, circulating whirligigs, spreading over vacant thoughts, quack grass, wilted clumps of sweet clover. All this pressure, squeak of the on-off, tilt, adjust, the whole mechanism hums again. Continual spit, glug, and chirr, chirr, your own personal cicada. Sequestered until twilight dips, fireflies backlit, steady as nightfall, filling the well, distributing it. I was using a little lawn sprinkler and realized, this is my life. This poem is dedicated to the University of Michigan Hospital. Container of souls. Hospital, said slowly, is a soft hiss, spitting. Air whispered, thin and forced from a filled container. We are falling into the darkened parking lot waiting room from a long distance, it seems, although it is just across town, over the empty train tracks and quiet river bridge. Time drips differently here, thick and solitary. We all need somewhere to go, and some of us come here. Teenage girl with deep scratches on her neck who reminds me of someone. Slight man with braids draped in white cotton, leg tapping a metronome. He could be the boy I taught in kindergarten who did not want to grow up. My mother scrunches her face up, sour as June apples, saying something is not right, a blue cloud seeping into her brain. Bows her head as in prayer, lacing her veiny hands. The river of my mother's life flows past us, slumped in these waiting room chairs. An east wind is coming up, she says. Cold, it will be cold when we get back outside. How fluorescent our faces, unreal in this vinyl ether world. Here, we say, we have come here looking for a path. Give us back what we have lost in the sanitary chapel of the emergency room. Frost settles over the soccer field across the highway. I am aware that all the young leave, but then they must find their way. Here, my mother tells her story, and when I repeat it, she says she does not know if what I say comes from the heart. She needs the doctor from the 9th floor to sit with her, confirm her sadness like a priest confirms sin. Stillness settling over the white building as the patients move toward cars or beds. River calling across the night asphalt. Rooks and owls folding into trees. Thank you.
Ellen Stone. What is in the Blood is published by Mayapple Press.